as every patient's advocate, you know I like nothing better than a headline that provides information from both a medical and a consumer point of view. And while we usually bring you headlines early in the show, this one has enough meat to it to spend some more time. So if you have problems with cholesterol levels and you've been taking either Zetia, Zocor, or Vytorin, you'll want to pay close attention. This headline is for you. And if that's not confusing enough, I'll throw in two other drug names. The generic version of Zetia is ezetimibe, and the generic version of Zocor is simvastatin. Vytorin is a combination drug made from those generic versions of Zetia and Zocor. Now, you may have seen the TV commercials and magazine ads for Vytorin. Those ads said your cholesterol comes from the food you eat and from your heritage, food and family. A trial was run by the manufacturers of those two drugs to test whether, in combination, they could lower cholesterol even better than they did by themselves. The idea? Go after those two kinds of cholesterol, both the food source and the family source. But the results did not come out the way they expected. Plus, there were a few more question marks about how the results were shared. And to review all those question marks, we have our frequent and favorite cardiologist, Dr. Robert Carhart, in the studio this morning. Welcome back, Dr. Carhart.
Good morning.
So I sort of explained the scenario, but I know you can clarify it for us. Let's begin with exactly what those two pharmaceutical companies were looking to prove.
The trial was basically set up to prove whether simvastatin alone would have similar effects to the combination of simvastatin plus ezetimibe or Zetia.
Okay. Now, the simvastatin goes after which cholesterol?
It goes after cholesterol made by your liver.
Okay. And Zetia goes after which cholesterol?
The cholesterol that you would absorb from your meals.
Okay. So the liver part would be your heritage, your family
Absolutely.
Heritage. Okay. Now we understand that part. And they wanted to put them together.
Yeah. The two drugs were combined. It is not uncommon for physicians to use Zetia as an adjunct drug to statins. In other words, if your cholesterol doesn't go down far enough with just a statin alone, then Zetia is added to lower the numbers further.
I see. And so they put the two, and this was two different drug manufacturing companies, right?
Yeah, both drugs co-market the combination.
Right, and market is a key, so listeners, remember that word for a minute. All right, and what did they prove instead?
Well, what they were using was essentially a surrogate marker, if you will, for the development of plaque. And they were measuring the thickness of the carotid artery. And what they were hoping to demonstrate is that when you're taking the full dose of simvastatin, you would see that plaque growth was restricted, but not as well as if you used the drugs in combination. Now, what they did show, interestingly, was that the cholesterol definitely was lowered more using the combination rather than just the simvastatin alone.
All right, and that was the LDL cholesterol, right?
Yes.
Which, tell us which cholesterol that is.
Okay, the LDL cholesterol is your bad cholesterol. Uh-huh. That is the one that brings, that is the particle, if you will, that transports cholesterol from the liver to the tissue. That's the particle that gets into your artery walls and actually causes the growth of plaque.
And gets stuck there. Mm-hmm. So the drug did lower the LDL.
It did lower the LDL at a greater percentage than simvastatin alone. What, however, they did find is there was no difference in the growth of that plaque. So even though your LDL was lowered with the combination drug further than just the simvastatin alone, it didn't seem to have any impact on the outcome.
Aha. So that actually raises a couple of questions, and one that I've just thought of. Does that mean that LDL maybe is not the best marker for whether cholesterol has gone down?
Well, you're crossing some
okay.
interesting waters here, because in addition, even though the study was small, so there wasn't enough power to definitively make a conclusion. In other words, there weren't enough subjects in the trial per the number of events that happened mm-hmm. to make the statistics work. The people who were on the simvastatin alone had the same event rate in terms of strokes and heart attacks as the people on the combination. So in addition, even though the LDL numbers were lower, they still had the same outcomes.
Uh-huh.
So yes, you're raising a very big question, mm-hmm. which I think is greater than just this study alone, which is how key now is that single number?
Yeah, and I imagine that's something that will be studied further.
Oh, absolutely.
I would hope so. All right, well, but let's step back now to this particular study. What does this mean to patients? So we have patients who are taking Zetia, we have patients who are taking Zocor, we have patients who are taking statins, and we have patients who are taking Vytorin. And what are they supposed to do with this information?
Well, I think that the first message that needs to be delivered is don't do anything different. I think you need to sit down and have a conversation with your doctor. I think I can tell you safely that after these results came out, we received probably, my patients alone, I probably received 20 phone calls within 24 hours.
I wouldn't be surprised.
People wanting to know what to do with this. And unfortunately, what was released in the paper was not the whole outcome of the study. Those results are not going to come out till the end of March when they're released at the American College of Cardiology meetings.
I see.
So we don't know all of the ins and outs of this study, but what we do know, what was released, raises a lot of questions. And it really raises, you know, the way that it's been spun, if you will, is that it raises the question of the importance or the contribution of Zetia as a drug by itself. And I don't think we know enough yet to really comfortably make a decision about that.
All right. Well, just before we go into the consumer aspects of this question, I just want to make sure that listeners should know that there's nothing dangerous about any of these drugs. Am I right?
No. I mean, there are side effects that exist, which are well known. The statins, obviously, you always worry about the muscle aches and you worry about liver injury, and that is something that's well known. Zetia can have some effects. It's much more benign, if you will, than the statins because it acts locally in the intestinal tract. But, you know, the study didn't show any harm. It just didn't show any benefit.
I see. And that's actually what takes us into this whole consumer and marketing realm. What's the bottom line for patients, those who are listening today?
I think the bottom line is don't take your drugs and throw them out the window.
Okay.
I think you need to sit down and have a conversation with your doctor. And if he or she does not give you a straight answer to begin with, understand that we don't have all of the facts yet, and we won't have them for another month. But I think that it raises bigger questions, which I find the most interesting part of this study, which is, you know, such an emphasis is put on absolute numbers and targets. Maybe we're looking not quite in the right place.
Aha. Uh-huh. Well, that'll be interesting to see what you find out in another month then. Well, Dr. Robert Carhart from SUNY Upstate, thank you. You've clarified this for us. You've given some different ways to look at it. I appreciate your input this morning.
You're welcome.
Hi, I'm psychologist Dr. Rich O'Neill with this week's Checkup from the Neck Up. Commitment leads to joy, or reaching a three-generation dream. Years ago, a psychologist interviewed some 1,200 very successful people to see what do they have in common. It wasn't being big-time smarter than other folks, but tenacious, long-term commitment to their goals. Now, these past few weeks have been some of the happiest of my life. My second son just got accepted to Yale, while older son is about to graduate from there. Talk about proud. What helped them get there? Some of you may be saying, sure, Dr. Necka probably sent his kids to expensive private grammar in high schools. Nope, Syracuse City Public Schools. Or, he went to Yale himself, that's why his kids got in. Nope, nobody in our families. And in fact, my son told the interviewer his legacy was I'd applied in 71 and been rejected. Some legacy. Or maybe the kids are child prodigy musicians. Nope. Definitely smart, but what's impressed me watching them is how committed they are to school. And here's the punchline. No surprise there, because they were born to a whole extended family that let them know we valued education. For example, while my dad didn't finish high school before he came here from Ireland, he got his GED here, was a great lifelong crossword puzzle player who would have won $2,000 in a New York Daily News contest if he hadn't put the puzzle on the china cabinet for safekeeping and then forgot to mail it. And my mother, I remember from third grade, told me she'd give me $1 for every A I got. We didn't have much cash to spare, so this was a flashy neon message. Bucks for brains! Lots more A's after that. Decades later, to clap at my PhD graduation at SUNY Buffalo, my Uncle Rich and Aunt Berta drove from California. The payoff? A few years later, someone asked my then 6-year-old son what he wanted to do when he grew up. He said, go to Yale or Harvard. Now, we'd talked about college, but never about going to Yale. But somehow he got the message. So what were we doing that he was heading there in second grade? Well, the research shows the more parents talk, the smarter babies get, and we talked up a storm with them since birth. And we read to our kids every night, and my wife brought home stacks of library books every week. And at least one of us, all right, usually my wife, would go to the PTO meetings and parent-teacher conferences and science fairs and sports events. So if you want to start a college legacy, commit. Talk to them, read them to sleep, wear out your library card, be a school fixture. If you commit, bet your kids will too. And then you'll have the joy of singing something like, "Bulldogs, Bulldogs, Bow Wow Wow, Eli, yeah." I'm Dr. Rich O'Neill. Thanks for listening.